Good morning, I'm Sheila Callahan. Missoula's favorite festival, the International Wildlife Film Festival, begins screening this weekend. We talked with David Abel, a writer for the Boston Globe and also the director of Entangled, one of the award-nominated films in this year's festival. Mr. Abel, tell us a little bit about why the film is so important right now, why you made the film.
Thank you for that question. So this is the third film in what I consider the capstone of a trilogy of films about how climate change is affecting our oceans, and specifically for me here, the body of water that exists off of New England, known as the Gulf of Maine, which is warming faster than any other body of water on the planet for a variety of reasons. But that warming is a reflection, ultimately, that climate change is not some distant abstract threat, but one that is having a really serious impact on people's lives right now. And we're seeing that play out in the lives of people who for generations have made their livelihoods on the water through fishing. And the first film I made in this trilogy was called Sacred Cod, and it was about how the warming waters here led to the collapse of our iconic cod fishery. After that, I made a film called Lobster War, which was about how climate change was, in effect, having a different consequence, and that was the warming waters led to a sweet spot in the waters between Canada and down east Maine. That sweet spot led to a surge in the lobster population, and as a result, the Canadians, who long ceded the waters to the Americans, started to fish them as well, and that led to all kinds of conflict. And while I was making that film, I learned a lot about the impact of the lobster industry on one of the world's most endangered species, and that is the North Atlantic right whale. One of the things that inspired me to make this film was a report that I read by the United Nations that estimated that by the end of this century, we are on pace to lose roughly a million species to extinction. And that figure was just so overwhelming and hard to fathom. I thought, how do you tell that story? And I thought, maybe you can tell that story through one species, one particularly iconic species, such as the North Atlantic right whale.
There's a lot of films in this festival, and so families kind of have to pick and choose, okay, what are we going to go see or stream at home? Is this a film that should be at the top of a family's list?
I would hope so. I have a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they both watch the film. The 4-year-old fell asleep, but the 8-year-old loved it. I do encourage it, and I've shown it to students and younger kids, and I do think this is actually a really suitable and compelling film for younger people to see, because it hopefully conveys the larger challenges that face their generation of protecting biodiversity, of trying to reduce the impacts of climate change, and understanding the complexities of how to address these really thorny problems, of which their generation is going to be dealing with a lot more.